ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. And we also want to congratulate the Muslims all over the world in this prosperous day, the Eid, Eid al-Qurban, as a day where Muslims complete their pilgrimage and end their pilgrimage with a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he might accept their pilgrimage. So we also send our regards to all the Muslims in this prosperous day, and we say to them, Happy Eid. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya of Al-Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and specifically number 8. The Imam alayhi salam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from aw an nu'udda zalima, that we might help or aid a wrongdoer or an oppressor. We were talking about how one can end up supporting a system without understanding, without realizing. And we gave the example of Yazid and the example of Imam al-Husayn alayhi as-salam. Now, when it comes to aiding the oppressors, it comes with consequences. It doesn't come with nothing. There are consequences in this world, and there are consequences in the hereafter as well. Now, one of the consequences in this world is that when we aid oppressors, we are literally aiding and becoming part of changing the value system of people and the culture of people. So whatever people hold that is something inherited by generations and generations, it gets rewritten, it gets changed, and we become a part of that, which is something that we have to be very aware of, because we would be depriving generations of their values. And this has happened before when it came to me and you, and it's still happening to other people. Before we dive into it, let's just take a short break and then we come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that we can aid an oppressor and we can deprive generations of their values and of their cultures. When we look at the Muslim world, For example, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt were denied their rightful position to be the leaders of mankind and the leaders of the Muslims. And as a consequence, the oppressors, they've managed to change and alter the history of Islam and the teachings of Islam. And as a result, billions of people since that time until now have been misguided as a result. And why? Because some people decided to keep quiet. That is a huge consequence that a person on the Day of Judgment will be asked about. When you aided these people, haven't you thought of the consequences that will happen or not? Because you're part of it. So we have to be very, very careful. So we aid in this way. Second thing is that sometimes when people aid the oppressors, they think that they will be safe. They think that they are immune from these people. Nothing's going to happen to them because the oppressors, I'm supporting them, I'm aiding them, I'm keeping quiet, so I should be fine. No, there are consequences as well, because there is nothing that says that this oppressor you're supporting, this oppressor you're aiding, or the oppressor you're being quiet about is not going to come back and haunt you yourself and kill you yourself and take your wealth and take whatever you want, because he's an oppressor. He has no system. He has no value system. There's nothing to govern him. He could at any moment come and take everything that you have, and there's nothing he can do. So people who aid oppressors, they're also under the threat of these oppressors. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying, when it comes to aiding oppressors, there are no guarantees that one is safe from them. So there are consequences in this dunya that we might destroy generations to come, or we ourselves will not be safe from them. And in the hereafter, we will obviously face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hellfire. One of the examples that was given to us in history is that of Imam Hussein and Yazid once again. Yazid himself, when he threatened to kill Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein obviously took his family and he left, and he led his own revolution. The people of Medina, when Imam Hussein spoke to the elders and spoke to the people who were in charge, and he said, "You guys go. You have to do something. I mean, you can't just submit to tyranny." The people said, "You know what? No, it's okay if we pray and if we fast and we do this and do that. Nothing's going to happen. You should definitely do the same. Just stay in your mosque, do your ibadah, leave Yazid alone." Imam said no. Anyway, moving forward, after Yazid kills Imam al-Hussein, what does he do to the people that supported him? People that were quiet. He goes to Medina and he invades the city of the Prophet ﷺ. For 3 days continuous, he kills hundreds of thousands of Muslims in Medina. They end up raping hundreds of thousands of women. They end up taking so much wealth of people. They looted the city for 3 days. And you can imagine the horror that was done in the city of Hurra when Yazid unleashed his monsters on it. These were the same people who refused to go fight with Imam al-Hussein. The same people, their silence aided Yazid. The same thing happened in Kufa. The same thing happened in Basra, where the people that refused to support Imam al-Hussein, the same oppressors, they start slaughtering them in thousands. And you can just look at the history and look at the Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. So there is nothing to say that if you aid an oppressor, you'll be safe. There are always consequences. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را